Good afternoon, Portland City Council. Come back from recess. It is Thursday, July 15th, 2010. We have a 3 o'clock time certain. Carla, would you please read the 3 o'clock time certain?
Item 1038, accept the following up on Portland Police Bureau's response to review of officer-involved shootings and in-custody deaths, a policy review and assessment report by the Park Report Work Group of the Citizen Review Committee.
All right. Who is the auditor? Some fine representatives of Auditor LaVon Griffin Vallade. You don't want to come forward? You're in the back? Yeah. Huh? You're observing today? Okay, great. Hi. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Please begin.
Well, good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Derek Reinke. I'm the analyst with the Auditor's Independent Police Review Division. And after the IPR and the Citizen Review Committee were established in 2001, Portland City Council also passed an additional ordinance directing the auditor to hire outside expert review of closed Portland Police Bureau investigations of officer-involved shootings and in-custody deaths. The Los Angeles-based Police Assessment Resource Center, or PARC, produced four such reviews under contract with the auditor and IPR, an original report in 2003, and three follow-up reports in 05, 06, and the final one in 2009. Collectively, these reviews covered 70 cases dating back to 1997 and contained a total of 124 recommendations. The original 2003 PARC report includes the bulk of those numbered recommendations, 89 of them, and in each of the follow-up reports, the Bureau's progress on a third of that original list was noted. So PARC commented on all of the 89 original recommendations by their third follow-up report. CRC members sought an enhanced role in those reviews at some level, either in gauging kind of the implementation of those or being some kind of public sounding board of those recommendations. So in that effort, they formed a work group and decided to focus on the 26 new recommendations that had been made in the first and second follow-up reports. The work group met over 30 times and worked for more than 2 years. They reviewed lesson plans and other documentation. They tracked policy changes. They interviewed some key police bureau management folks, including high-ranking staff in training, detectives, internal affairs, accountability and professional standards, and the Portland Police Association. The president of the union came and was interviewed by us. The Portland Police Bureau also provided written status updates on each of those new 26 recommendations for the work group to review. In my role, I staffed the work group's efforts on behalf of the auditor and IPR, meaning that I facilitated their meetings and interviews, I assisted with their report format and technical writing, but I largely tried to stay out of their way. Saw my role as a facilitator, as a scribe almost, and not as a contributing member of the work group, largely because I wanted the resulting report to be truly their process, their findings, and their recommendations. So in that spirit, in just a minute here, I'll hand over the presentation to the work group chair and CRC chair, Michael Bigham, who will run you through those findings and recommendations. There's just one other thing, point that I wanted to mention before I do that. That's much like what you heard yesterday with the presentation of the structure review report. Many of these recommendations contained in this particular report have already been addressed or are being implemented in some stage of that progress. Early drafts of the report did inform the IPR ordinance change that was brought before you by Commissioner Leonard and the city auditor. For example, one recommendation that calls for the professional facilitation of the use of force and performance review boards, obviously that's been a big part of the discussion over the last few months, the makeup of those boards, combining them into one board and the facilitation of that. So that's one example.
Could you get a little closer to the mic?
Yeah, sure.
Or pull it for you. Okay. It's hard to hear you.
Members of the council, Mr. Mayor, I'm Mike Bigham. I'm the chair of the CRC, and I was chair of this work group. As Derek said, we took a look at 26 recommendations over 2 years, and I'm glad to say or happy to say that the Bureau has implemented most of those recommendations, those 26. And some of those, as Derek also mentioned, were included in the police accountability ordinance that that you passed. I would like to take this opportunity to highlight a few of our recommendations that weren't covered in those two areas. One is that the Bureau should edit its directives to state that a cover officer or supervisor should be present before a member attempts to forcibly extract a subject from a vehicle unless they are unavailable or exigent circumstances require immediate action. Park recommended this as a result of one of the investigations they looked at, and the Bureau rejected it, basically. But I still think that there should be a policy that says, generally, this is what they do, and this is how we train. The next three all talk about medical aid to people that are injured. One is PPP policy should edit policy to ensure medical aid is rendered as soon as possible unless the circumstances clearly demonstrate that to do so would unreasonably endanger the officers or medical personnel. If I talk to the community, one thing that really seems to upset the community is when if a person is shot, they lay on the ground and bleed out while waiting, the police wait for cert. And that personally aggravates me also. And so I think the Bureau should aggressively kind of figure out what to do in that situation and help those people.
But did the Bureau consider making that change and then not do it, or did it just not get discussed?
What's that, the Bureau?
The change that you're recommending in terms of the medical aid.
I don't know whether they discussed it or not. It was something that Park recommended, and the Bureau hasn't followed up on as far as I know.
Well, one of the things I ordered implemented in light of Aaron Campbell's shooting was shield deployments. So that now every sergeant's car has a shield so that officers can approach a downed subject safely to determine their medical status. So that's in place.
Okay, yeah, it wasn't when we finished this report, but that was before the Aaron Campbell shooting. So.
Thank you.
A couple of these next two things, the Bureau does sometimes what we wanted enshrined in policy is use of force board should routinely and by policy address if medical aid was appropriately and timely rendered. And the Bureau should edit policy to reflect that use of force boards will annually review all cases in which the use of force has resulted in transportation to the hospital. Next, the Bureau should develop the timeline checklist to accompany each officer involved shooting or death in custody and use baselines to set reasonable timeliness targets and manage resources. It's just more of a time management thing that we think they should take care of. The City Council should provide adequate resources for scenario-based training of Bureau officers and supervisors. Scenario-based training seems to be more effective than just sitting around in a classroom, and we feel that the Council should fund that kind of training. And the last one is the City Council should expand the role and authority of IPR in officer-involved shootings and in-custody deaths, including the ability to conduct independent investigations of those cases if needed. This authority should also include monitoring roles such as oversight of crime scene procedures, evidence collection, and interviewing of witnesses. And I know that Director Baptiste gets real nervous when I talk about the IPR director rolling out on these kind of scenes, but I think they should have that ability. And not because I don't think that homicide or IAD don't do a good job, because I think they do an excellent job. But I think sometimes these investigations, especially if you look at the chassis investigation, they get stalled by the bureaucracy. And I think there has to be somebody with some kind of monitoring or oversight ability that can move those investigations along in a timely manner. So, in conclusion, I would like to thank my fellow work group members, Hank Miggins and Lauren Erickson, Derek of IPR for his diligence and invaluable assistance, Mary Beth Baptista for her constant support, members of the Bureau, specifically Mike Marshman, John Tellis, Eric Hendricks, Dave Famous, and Scott Westerman for their willingness to attend our meetings and answer our endless questions, the members of the community, Dan Hamilton and Debbie Iona, for their contributions and input into this process, and finally, the Commission. The Council for being willing to listen to what we have to say. So thank you.
Thank you very much. You missed it.
Go right ahead.
Go ahead, Lauren.
Oh, boy.
<It's next
laughs> one other, Lauren Erickson, I'm with the CRC.
One of our other recommendations deals with the employee information system, and basically PPP should set a firm deadline for utilization of the data and case management components of its employee information system. The Bureau should establish its EIS advisory board, which includes CRC and other community members, and or be open to the involvement of IPR and CRC on EIS issues. Annual progress on EIS and other functions of the Bureau's Office of Accountability and Professional Standards should be publicly reported. I was on an advisory group for this, and the group just kind of dissolved, and we've never heard anything more in the last 2 years or so. So this is also one of CRC's recommendations.
So what is the employee information system?
It'd be easier for the Bureau to answer that, but it's basic. Well, I'm not quite sure how to say it.
What's your concern with it then? If
What they were doing was they have a system in place, an older system, where you get in 3 car wrecks, then you're going to be looked at. And they were trying to improve this system. It's part of the recommendation of PARC. And so the Bureau got together, they hired a consultant, they were trying to get a software program and a program and basically be out at, you can be at the precinct, you could check your own personal record as well as the supervisors can look at your record. And so they can kind of stay on top of things. So if all of a sudden you're acting a little bit different and some flags are starting to show, they can use that as a tool to help you, the employee.
And so we're looking for a better system because they haven't gotten the new one in place yet?
I think what happened with the EIS is, so it's really a collection of different data sources all in one place. So it does draw complaint data from the IPR and IED. It draws data on like car accidents. It might draw some other data on missing court dates. I don't remember all of the elements that are in there, but a number of different things, maybe abuse of sick leave or some things like that. So a bureau manager could sit and see a number of different variables or performance indicators on a particular officer. What they called phase one, where they were getting all of these data from different sources and getting them into one place, into a computer program, and then user screens. And I think all of that went pretty smoothly. There was a consultant from Denver, and this is 4 or 5 years ago, that it's really been functional. A lot of the hang-up or the delay was in phase two, which was really negotiating with the Bureau and the union on how exactly this would be used. I mean, could this be used for discipline? What are particular thresholds? I mean, if someone gets 2 complaints in 6 months, is that enough, or does it take a third or a fourth complaint to rise up to where you could just, I mean, even if they're dismissed, where you could actually do a behavior review on a particular officer? Mm-hmm. So a lot of that negotiation is kind of where it got held up. And Lauren and one of our other CRC members were a part of an advisory committee in the phase one, and then there was a good 2 or 3 year window when there were just no updates, nothing to report. EIS will be great once it's finished, or we'll do that once it's finished. And so I think some of that frustration kind of came through.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other discussion with council on this panel? Thank you all very much. Appreciate it. Is there more invited testimony? Let's go to the sign-up sheet. Here, the public.
Go ahead.
We have one person signed up, Dan Handelman.
Good afternoon, Mayor Adams and the members of City Council. I'm Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch. And overall, we agree with most of CRC's recommendations, although some do not go far enough and some key issues were overlooked. We really wish that CRC had agreed to look at the 89 recommendations that were made in 2003, which are now 7 years old, in addition to the 26 they looked at in this report. And now there are 9 new ones from 2009, which haven't been looked at yet. I know the OIR report on the chassis investigation is coming out soon, and it seems that once again the recommendations will have been run by the Bureau for feedback before that report gets published, but nobody from the public, including CRC, will have been asked to look, comment on them contemporaneously. I think that's being scheduled for July 28. One of the issues that is overlooked by the CRC report, because it was not a new numbered recommendation, was, of course, Park's recommendation not to allow the commander of the officer under scrutiny for shootings and deaths in custody to vote on the review board. That issue you voted on yesterday at council without any public testimony about the police oversight stakeholder group's lengthy discussion and recommendation that we made on that topic. The minutes of the July 1st meeting of that body reflect that Commissioner Leonard said that he was going to report to the council on the vote and the concerns raised by the community, and he did not do so. In politics, we say, I'm disappointed that that happened. I would go further to say that the way this issue was handled does not bode well for this stakeholder group process. Also omitted, though the CRC work group did discuss the issue, was that Park recommended bringing appropriate less lethal weapons into psychiatric facilities in an unnumbered recommendation. This, of course, about the Jose Mejia case. We urge CRC and now urge council to remove tasers from that recommendation and to explicitly prohibit the carrying of firearms into hospitals unless firearms are being used. A large number of people have died after being shocked with tasers are people who suffered from mental illness, and it seems wrong to encourage their use on a population that is statistically vulnerable. Recent actions also reflect the Bureau hasn't taken heart all of Park's 2005 to 2006 follow-up comments on those 53 earlier recommendations, which aren't actually addressed in the report, but we addressed most of them in our analyses in 2005 and 2006. That more information is on our website. I didn't want to present you with all that information today because it's overwhelming and rather depressing. The IPR, we agree, should be able to conduct independent investigations into shootings and deaths in custody cases, including rolling out into the scene, as you heard Chair Bigham talk about. The Police Review Board is already, according to the new ordinance, supposed to review all cases in which officer use of force results in hospitalization. We hope these reviews take place for individual cases and not just on an annual basis, which the report suggests. And maybe there could be a level of inpatient or hospitalization injury to prioritize the cases like stitches versus broken arms. If they want to hear a bunch of them at once, they can be lower level injuries. Again, with the employee information system, we would like to see the ordinance require Bureau compliance with IPR and CRC, wanting to make sure that that system is working properly. We think the Police Review Board should address the timeliness of medical aid being rendered the way that CRC recommended. Park talks about how that shows that the Bureau values human life, and we would
like
to
finish your statement.
Okay. We'd like to add restrictions on the use of weapons after the injury has been inflicted, because there's been incidents where people have been shot or bitten by dogs or tasered after they already were mortally wounded.
Discussion from council? Thank you, Mr. Handelman. Anyone else was...
Just to address that one point about me not telling council, I didn't, but it was because Joanne Beaumont had sent an email that in detail explained what the committee did to the council, and I agreed with that. And that gave a synopsis that I thought was sufficient for the council to have.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else wish to testify? This is a report. Did you want us to accept the report?
Okay. And Mayor, may I ask what happens to the recommendations in accepting the report? What happens with these recommendations? What's the process for figuring out what's going to be done about them?
They go to the interview for the stakeholder committee also.
So the stakeholder committee will help figure out which ones to move back to council for policy changes. Thank you.
All right. I move to accept the report.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Carla, would you please call the vote on accepting the report of the Citizen Review Committee on dated June 2010 on Independent Police Review Division.
Saltzman.
Well, thank you again for your hard work and continued diligence. Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you. Once again, volunteers have created a very professional set of recommendations and a very thorough analysis. And I particularly thank Mr. Bingham and Mr. Higgins for being here twice this week and spending a lot of time with council advising us, and for all your work in the community and on this committee. I'm encouraged to hear that it goes to the stakeholder committee, and notwithstanding the concerns raised by Mr. Handelman, I do believe that that committee is a key part, as indeed is the Citizen Review Committee. So thanks to Auditor Griffin-Vallee and Mary Beth Baptista for all your good work on this, too. It's it's time and a lot of good work is being done. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Adams.
Aye. Report is accepted. We have a 11-minute recess.
We are being so efficient.